Welcome to the October issue of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. This month's issue features important papers on aspects of perception, plus an engineering report on loudspeaker heat protection based on a winning student paper from a recent convention. We also present a feature on forensic audio analysis and a challenging insight from Ben Supper on audio futurology. Emmanuel Deruti and his colleagues from France present a fascinating research paper on the relationship between spectrum and loudness in human rock mixes. They point out that although sophisticated mixing techniques were developed in the second half of the 20th century for mixing rock music, there is no unified theory of mixing tracks. Based upon a three-dimensional analysis of frequency spectra, it's discovered that there is a broad trend for brighter tracks to be mixed softer and darker tracks to be mixed louder. The overall track loudness appears to be a linear function of its spectral centroid, and audio engineers appear to be concerned with the perceived spectral balance. Deruti and his colleagues also present observations of what happens under non-ideal monitoring conditions, leading to a valuable insight on the hidden processes of rock mixing. The degree to which random spectral alterations can be discriminated in repeated musical notes is investigated by Chung Lee and Andrew Horner. It's explained that when a musician plays a sequence of identical notes, each one is actually slightly different from the others. Synthesized sounds are often criticized for being unnatural because this doesn't happen, so we need to first find out what alterations in the sound can be detected by listeners. In this case, spectrum was modified in a random fashion, and listeners were asked to discriminate altered note sequences from unaltered ones. In a further paper from the same group, Bin Wu, Andrew Horner, and Chung Lee look into the relationship between music emotion and timbre in sustained musical instrument sounds. When looking at the literature, we see that although melody, rhythm, and harmony have been found to be important emotional triggers in music, little has been done to investigate the effect of timbre on emotional response. Here we learn that emotional responses to a range of musical sounds correlated with the average spectral centroid and its deviation. It's proposed that even to odd harmonic ratio is possibly the most salient timbral feature after attack time and brightness. This month's feature article by Francis Rumsey reviews papers presented at the AES International Conference on Forensic Audio Analysis, held recently in London. Among the fascinating topics covered during the conference was the identification of rooms where recordings were made using so-called room prints. We also learn how speakers are verified under VOIP communication conditions and about a new method of quantizing level analysis that can help understand the history of digital recordings. Our new soundboard column is written this month by Ben Supper, head of digital at ROLI, a startup company making novel digital musical instruments. He dives into the subject of audio futurology, attempting to estimate the trajectory of audio technology over the next decade by extrapolating forces already at work in our industry. Find out from Ben how audio engineers are uniquely placed to respond to adversity in this innovative comment on the way things are going. There'll be an AES convention in Warsaw, Poland in May next year, and we publish the call for papers in the October Journal. Make sure to submit your proposal in good time for the European Audio Event of the Year, and join your colleagues to debate the latest developments in audio research. We have a slate of new officers running the Society starting this October, and you can find a roundup of their personal histories in this month's issue, together with a review of the Society's current sustaining members. You'll also find news about recent work in the standards field, including digital interfaces, loudspeaker modeling, and the measurement and equalization of sound systems in rooms. All this, plus the regular roundup of news on product releases and AES section meetings, can be found in the October issue of the AES Journal, available for download today at www.aes.org. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.